Well, hello, everybody. Today is Tuesday, December 15th, 2015. This is Getting Geeky, and I am Miranda Janelle. Oh, I just got back from a run. Well, not just got back, but went for a run before doing the show. And, ooh, that air is crisp. Oh, it made it really difficult, but I soldiered on. Took a shorter course tonight, and frankly, took one of the easier ones. I've frequently talked about how there's so many hills around here, and there are. But if you only feel like going on a mile and a half or 2 miles run, there's a slight, you know, there is one way to go that is easier than the rest. And that's basically running over to Chipotle, a little past Chipotle. Most of it is uphill on the way. Most of it is uphill at the start of the run. And then you can finish the last, half mile going downhill. So that's a nicer option. But I very rarely take that one because I like doing things the difficult way, I guess. I don't know. Hey, Tom Cates here. He must be plus one elsewhere. All right, so what's on the agenda tonight? Let's start with Arrow and then move on to Supergirl. These are the two that I wanted to talk about both last week. However, I didn't want to talk about Arrow while Hanukkah was still going on. But as of yesterday evening, Hanukkah has ended. So let's talk about the last episode of Arrow, shall we? It's the mid-season break. Damian Dark and Hive are making trouble for Team Arrow. Oliver's mayoral candidacy has been targeted. Three members of his team get kidnapped during a holiday party after they go out of their way to remind you that one of the characters is Jewish. Now, keep in mind, this aired during Hanukkah. So they very craftily reminded everyone that, no, this is not a Christmas party. It's a holiday party. We are all-encompassing. And they do this by going out of their way to remind you that one of the core team members is Jewish. Her mother shows up and her mother shows up, gives her a whole bunch of, they're going back and forth, with decorations, for Hanukkah, just talking about everything, just shoving it in your face. She's Jewish. She's Jewish. She's Jewish. I bring this up and I emphasize this because it turns out to be the most messed up thing about this episode. This team member is one of three core team members captured or kidnapped and put into a prison by Damian Dark. And earlier in the episode, while the Arrow is confronting Damian Dark, there's a discussion of, do you know who perfected the gas chamber? It was the Nazis. And then a member of Hive walks into the gas chamber. Damian Dark gives him a speech and talks about how he's doing a good thing and he will be remembered for this. You know, it's for the cause. The guy walks into the gas chamber, gets gassed, and died. And people present go about their business. Honestly, at the moment, I can't remember if Oliver was present for that demonstration or not. But it definitely, at one point, after the kidnapping, two of the team members are already standing in the gas chamber. And the third, well, okay, spoilers, this happened a week ago. Talking about Felicity, I'm only going to be able to mask it for so long. Felicity and Oliver, they are a couple. One of the things that went down when Felicity's mom came into town was Felicity's mom found a ring, and it was an engagement ring. Felicity got super excited and then realized, oh, Oliver was going to propose, but he hasn't now. I am having a lot of trouble collecting my thoughts on this one. I'm kind of replaying the episode in my mind as I go. But you know, all of these details, yes, they're kind of important to the story, but not the major point that I really wanted to talk about. So there's this entire tease through the episode where the conflict is whether or not they're actually going to get engaged, and now Felicity's been kidnapped, as well as Thea and Thea, Oliver's sister, and Diggle, his, you know, the first member of Team Arrow, really. He formerly Oliver Queen's bodyguard and now full-blown member of the team. So Thea and Diggle are in the chamber, and Damian Dark, Oliver turns himself over to Damian Dark, and he gets a moment with Felicity, and God, this just is not working. All right, carry on. Oliver and Felicity have a moment, and then they're carried out and brought over to the gas chamber, and they shove Felicity in the gas chamber along with Thea and Diggle. Yes, I've already said that like 14 times. You guys get it. There's three people in the gas chamber. And then Damian Dark goes off on this speech about how every once in a while, the world needs a reset. And they need to have a Holocaust-like event. And then he turns on the gas chamber. He just shoved the woman that they went out of their way to demonstrate or remind the viewers that she is Jewish, put her in a gas chamber, said the world needs another Holocaust-like event, and turned the thing on. It gets even crazier. Miraculously, they're rescued, not by Oliver, but by other members of Team Arrow and associates. But, oh, no. They couldn't leave it there. It turned out that after they were rescued, Oliver and Felicity go to a city tree lighting because, again, you know, Oliver's running for mayor. And they do the tree lighting. And during the tree lighting, Oliver proposes. And it's a fairy tale proposal. And all is right in the world. They go off. You know, they drive off in their limo. It's a happy holiday episode. Until some of the ghosts, I think it was four ghosts, show up with automatic, you know, machine guns, just pump the limo full of lead, kill the driver. Oliver jumps up front and starts driving, gets them away to a safe distance, and then goes in the back, opens up the door, and you see Felicity there bleeding out, and she dies in his arms. They remind you that she's Jewish. They talk about how the Nazis perfected the gas chamber, suggest the world needs another Holocaust-like event, shove a Jew in a gas chamber, turn it on, She's miraculously rescued, has a fairy tale proposal, and still ends up getting murdered during Hanukkah. Happy freaking holidays. That was the messed up episode that I've ever seen of anything that I have ever seen air on broadcast television. I'm at a loss for words. They did this during Hanukkah. It's so fracked up. And you know, so, you know, I haven't really been looking for people talking about it, but I didn't see anything on Twitter or anything about this. It's probably all drowned out by Star Wars, you know, tweets, but I can't believe they did this. It takes some serious stones to do something like that. That was a fracked up episode. So let's go to a happier note. Let's talk about Supergirl. Oh, the last couple of episodes have just been wonderful. Let's see. We've now had 3 episodes since I last recorded anything. I think it's been 3. It might have been 4. It's been a little bit here. But now, remind you, the same people, the creators of Arrow and Flash are also the same creators of Supergirl. This is coming from the same writers. Totally different tone. Arrow is the easily the darkest of the shows. The Flash is a wonderful spinoff, and oh my gosh, it's done so well. I absolutely love that show. I look forward to every single new episode. I really hope there's one tonight. I don't think there is, though. I think they're done for the season, or not for the season, but for the winter break. But Supergirl, a couple episodes back, she ended up doing battle against, what was his name? Was it Red Tornado? I believe it was Red Tornado. And Red Tornado. He's an android, but he's designed for fighting Kryptonians. And she gives it her all and finally defeats him after he you know, goes rogue and starts, attacking the city. She gives it her all, defeats him, but it zaps her powers. You know, she's back in, you know, as Kara Danvers, she's back in Cat Grant's office assisting her. Glass breaks and she starts picking it up with no regard to her own, you know, health, because why would she? Glass can't hurt her, except she's bleeding for the first time. Oh no. And then in the next episode, she doesn't have her powers back. And earthquake strikes. At the same time, the earthquake releases a dangerous alien by the name of Jewel. And he can control people's minds, but it's okay. He's locked down inside of the DEO, and he's wreaking havoc on the team, but they have a device that can prevent his ability to his telepathy and his ability to control people. And Kara's sister, Alex, Alex Danvers, she, you know, working for the DEO, she doesn't trust Hank Henshaw, the director. And so she's questioning him all the way through. And there's a wonderful reveal at the end of this. I saw something early on in the show and I got really, really excited because I thought I was recognizing a character before it was revealed, before the actual reveal. And so I went straight to Google, looked up the name Hank Henshaw, and then found out, oh, no, Hank Henshaw's an established character. He's actually, you know, he's actually this person later on down the line. Okay, all right, let's have some fun figuring out how he can become this character later on down the line. Scratch my idea. I was clearly wrong. Except in this episode, I found out I was right. I was bouncing off the walls, jumping up and down, because just finding out who this character actually is. And it's such a cool reveal. I don't want to throw the spoilers on that one, but it made me jump up and down, giddy with glee. I think I texted that fracking cat 500 billion times. Just screaming, yes, 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 because it was the character I was secretly hoping it was going to be all along. And I absolutely love what they did with that. But that's the B story for this particular episode of Supergirl. Because, again, remember, she doesn't have her powers right now. She needs to soak up more of the yellow sun's rays to recharge her Kryptonian batteries, if you will. And the earthquake strikes, and there's destruction throughout the city, and everyone's calling out for Supergirl. Everyone except for Maxwell Lord. And he reminds people that, no, we don't need to turn to Supergirl for everything. We need to find our own strength. And he emerges as even more so as a leader. It was a good characterization of the character. I mean, you know, he's the big bad guy going into this, at least, you know, I think it's fairly obvious. But, you know, the big bad guy can still have good qualities. the episode was really interesting because without her powers, Supergirl had to realize that she was still a hero without them. You know, the heroes don't, or the powers don't make you the hero. It's core to your being. And that's the lesson that she had to learn in this episode. I just thought it was absolutely wonderfully done. But I had to wonder at the end of this episode. You know, she got sick for the first time. You know, she had a broken arm, a whole bunch of things, everything that was atypical. At what point is Cat Grant going to start wondering about her? Well, spoilers. I suppose I should play the Johnny.
Arg! Fair warning! There be spoilers ahead, mateys!
Thank you, Johnny, for giving me a moment to take a drink. All right. Of water. Not the kind of, you know, take a drink that Johnny... listen to Johnny White Trash. He's awesome. You know, when he takes a drink, it ain't water. Okay, last night's episode of Supergirl. Oh, it made me squee. Big time. We had more... we had more backstory on Kara and her aunt Astra. Okay, Matt wants to know when it's safe to unmute. Someone in the chat will have to help him with that. But last night's episode was... It was great because you got to see the backstory. You got to see some of the flaws in Supergirl's family and the perceptions that she has of her parents. They peeled a layer back on the onion, and it left her wondering it left her feeling like her parents abandoned her on Earth. You know, she was confronting feelings that she's buried for so long. And it was wonderful. But the best part, I thought the greatest part of the episode was when Cat Grant confronted her. You know, they were talking up on the roof of Catco after a board member was trying to oust Cat Grant unsuccessfully because Kara overheard something and she slipped and mentioned that she had overheard him and then tried to backpedal and say, oh no, it was actually something that you said, you know, Miss Grant, that got me thinking and thinking about where to actually look. But Cat Grant, excuse me, Cat Grant did not get where she got, by not paying attention to all of the little details. And she said, you know, I was standing right next to you, when you said that you overheard, this particular character, I forget his name already. But when you heard Mr. Board Member after the meeting, but he wasn't in earshot, far from it. And then she starts going back and talking about how, you know, there was the earthquake and, you know, there and you were sick for the first time and you had a broken arm. And then you were all of a sudden better right at the same time that Supergirl came back. And then there was Livewire, you know, you took off down, running down, or going to the stairs and Kara fires back because you told me to, you know, you told me to go get help, to go get security. And she's like, yeah, but 2 seconds later, Supergirl shows up. And then she started, she basically said, you know, take off your glasses. Come on. If you're not who I'm accusing you of being, it won't make a difference now, will you? Will it? And so she takes off her glasses and Cat Grant thanks her for all of the, another piece of evidence that Cat Grant threw at her was, you know, oh, and when it came to naming her, you know, naming her Supergirl, you were the only one who stood up and said, you know, wait, shouldn't it be Superwoman? She's like, well, yeah, but because, you know, women's rights and it was just, it was a very, very fun reveal. Cat Grant, it's very clear that Cat Grant knows that Kara is Supergirl. And I loved that she thanked her and basically said, okay, off you go. Go save the city now. It was a fantastic episode. And I really look forward to the next episodes now that Cat Grant knows. Because, now Kara can have the stable job. But if something's going down, she doesn't have to worry about making up an excuse for her boss. I'm really looking forward to the next few episodes. I think it's going to be wonderful fun. Alrighty. And finally, in 50 hours, I will be sitting down watching Star Wars The Force Awakens in my favorite theater. I'll be with my brother, with Mary Ann, and with that fracking cat. I'm going to be having the time of my life. And we are going to spoil the hell out of it on Midnight Movie Nights. So we're going to tell you this, you know, going into it. Skip Midnight Movie Nights 103 if you don't want Star Wars spoilers. There we go. And I think that's going to do it for me. It's been a great night so far. Alrighty. That fracking cat, Revelstoke Jim, Matt Quinton, Dale Who, Tom Kate, and Plus One Elsewhere, thank you for joining me in the chat. I am Miranda Janelle. You can follow this show over on Twitter at Getting Geeky MJ. There's a Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/gettinggeeky. And let's see, where else? Take 37, of course, the home of Getting Geeky. And on SoundCloud. Yeah. So that's going to do it for tonight. And thanks for joining me.